And we've got emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's all on the Pleasant Grove overpass at I-15. We've had an accident involving a truck and part of its trailer. It just didn't make the turn when it was trying to go from I-15 to the overpass. And part of that trailer is hanging over on, not over I-15, but off to the side. And a tow truck is on the scene now. But the off-ramp from southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard is closed. And then you have three right lanes of the main flow of southbound I-15 in Utah County there at Pleasant Grove Boulevard closed to traffic. Right now, your delays are stacking back through American Fork. And then you have southbound heavy and slow traffic rounding the point of the mountain down to SR 92 Timpanogos Highway. Lynn Thomas?
Salt Lake County, pretty good on Salt Lake County, but some slowing southbound I-15 from Murray through the south interchange on to Sandy. We've got a crash on the I-215 west belt. This is on the southbound on-ramp at 4700 south in Taylorsville. It's on the right shoulder, and then 90 is south in Sandy, showing tight driving either side of I-15. Mark?
Now looking at a huge backup anywhere north of downtown on northbound I-15, dipping in speeds briefly about, say, 2300 North Warm Springs. Then in Davis County, between Shepherd Lane and Layton Hills Mall, some sluggish and slow traffic. They still have some fairly steep delays we're looking at this afternoon. SR-193 coming from Hill Air Force Base to the freeway, I-15. Plan your greater escape to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, featuring performances of Broadway hits like Mary Poppins or Shakespeare classics like Much Ado About Nothing. Plays, green shows, seminars, tours, and more. Visit bard.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.